Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Chaf Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Alan Silverstein, Aaron Eliyahu Ben Shapsa Yehuda. All the shuns we learn for should have an aliyah from all learning. Okay, we begin on Chaf Aleph from Aleph, three lines at the top with the words in parentheses Simon, Cheresh, Chavash, and Zman. These are the initials of the various Amarayim that we're going to be discussing in the upcoming Gemara. So, remember, in yesterday's shiur, we had a Kal V'chomer, where we said that based upon the Kal V'chomer, one should not be able to go and redeem a field that one had consecrated, that one had made hekdesh, a steachuza. One should not be able to go and redeem that either with borrowed money, which we had said was something that for a steachuza you can't redeem it with borrowed money, or you can't redeem it l'chatzayim. And the Kal V'chomer was, if you can't do this for a steachuza, which comes back to you at the Yovel, so you certainly shouldn't be able to do it for a field that you will makdish a steachuza, which doesn't come back to you at the Yovel. So that was the Kal V'chomer, and therefore we said we needed a pasuk to teach us that a steachuza that you will makdish, you were able to go and redeem it with borrowed money, with halvah, or to go and redeem it b'chatzayim. But we had tried to slug up that Kal V'chomer by saying that that's not correct, because the steachuza that was mukdash is allowed to be redeemed right away, as opposed to a steachuza which is sold, you're not allowed to redeem it from the person, you're not allowed to buy it back from the person within the first 2 years. So therefore, that Kal V'chomer we wanted to slug up. But then we said, no, if a bate arichom, if a house inside a walled city, that was also not ever able to be redeemed, just like the field that was mukdash, once it goes beyond the first year, it can't be redeemed at all, and nevertheless, that can be redeemed right away. But according to the Chachamim, we had a machlokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, according to the Chachamim, you weren't allowed to go and redeem that, lovel v'goel, v'goel l'chatzon. You couldn't go and borrow money to redeem it, and you couldn't go and redeem it in halves. So therefore, we had tried to show that the Kal V'chomer wasn't good, but we established that the Kal V'chomer was good, and therefore, the din should have been that a steachuza that was mukdash should not be able to be redeemed with a lovel. You should not be able to be lovel v'goel, and you should not be able to redeem it goel l'chatzon, and that's why we had a pasuk to tell us that the Kal V'chomer wasn't true. So now today, again, we begin now after the simon, four lines on the top, Chaf Aleph and Aleph, with the words, Amalei Rav Acha Berei de Rav L'Ravashi. So Rav Acha, who was the son of Rav, said to Ravashi, we could still slug up the Kal V'chomer, and therefore, again, ask, we don't need a pasuk, because if there's no Kal V'chomer, so then you don't need a pasuk to tell us that you can, in fact, be redeeming a field that was hektish with Goel L'chatzoyin or Lovev Agol. So, Ikal Mifrach, how you slug up the Kal V'chomer, because Mala Mocher Bias Bibote Ori Choma, because the person who's selling a house in the Ori Choma, he has, as we said, no ability after the first year is gone to force the purchaser to sell it back to him. Shekein Hurakoho Ligol Liolam, he can never force the purchaser after that first year to go and pay it back to him, but nevertheless, Tomar B'Maktish, you can tell me the same thing should apply by the Maktish, because there, Sheyufa Koch Ligol Yolam, he can always redeem the field back after you made it hektish up until the Yovel, and therefore, this slugging it up from the Bate Arichoma doesn't really apply, because the Bate Arichoma is different than the case of the Mukdash, and therefore we don't have a Kal V'chomer. So Amalei Rav Acha Saba L'Ravashi, so Rav Acha Saba, the elder Rav Acha, said to Ravashi, no, Mishum De'ika L'Meimar Nihadir Dina, because what we're going to do is go back and forth. Each of them has a tzad that is stronger than the other one. Each one has a tzad that's weaker than the other one, and therefore Tesi B'mat HaTzad. And therefore you have to go figure out the common denominator, the tzad HaShavim Shem, and that's really the Kal V'chomer. And that's what we're going to get to right now. Mocher Sod De'achuza Yochiach. You can't prove it from the Sod De'achuza, the person who sold the Sod De'achuza, that in that situation you have until the Yovel to go and redeem it back, and if you don't redeem it back, then it comes back to you automatically at the Yovel. But you can't redeem it back in the first 2 years. So here, what are the strengths and weaknesses of this argument? Sheyafa kocho ligol yolam, that you are able to go and buy it back at any point in time before the Yovel, except in the first 2 years, and then at the Yovel it comes back to you for free. And the din is ve'ein lova v'goel v'goel l'chatzayin. Yet you're not allowed to be borrowing money to go and redeem your field, and you're not allowed to only redeem it in part. You can't be lova v'goel v'goel l'chatzayin. And you're going to tell me mala mocher sode achuza, as opposed to a person who sells the sode achuza, shekein hura kochol ligol miyad. Here the downside is that he isn't able to go and redeem it in the first 2 years. Now, compare that to Mocher, Bayis, Bote, Orichoma, Yochiach. But the strengths and advantages and the disadvantages of the Bayis and the Bote, Orichoma, so they're going to prove to you that you don't have a Kal V'chomer over here, because each has something that's stronger in it, each has something that's weaker in it. And therefore, you can't say it's a Kal V'chomer. So the Bote, Orichoma house according to the opinion of the Chachamim, it can be redeemed up until the first year is over. But after that, it can't be redeemed at all. So therefore, it has a strength and a weakness. It can be redeemed right away in the first year, but it can't be redeemed beyond that. So therefore, neither one has a real Kal Vachomer, one versus the other. So therefore, V'chazer Din, you go back and forth. Lo Rizeh, Kerizeh. The Lo Rizeh, Kerizeh. Each one doesn't have the same strengths and weaknesses, and therefore, you can't bring a Kal Vachomer from one to the other. So the only way to do this is to look at Hatzad HaShavah Shavah, look at the common denominator between them. Shin Yigalin, both of them have the right to be redeemed, albeit for different periods of time, the Ein Lover, the Goel, L'Chatzayin. And neither of them can be redeemed by borrowing money, neither the Batayori Choma, nor the Mocher, the Steachuza. So they can't be redeemed with borrowed money, and they can't be Goel L'Chatzayin. And therefore, that seems to be the underlying common denominator. So we can bring it as well to the Sod the Yachuza that was Hukdash. Afani, Avi Makdish, if a person's Makdish is the Yachuza, the same dinim should apply. Shinigol, it can be redeemed. However, they love the goal lechatzoyin. So that would be the valid Kal Vachomer through this Sod Hashavah. And that's why you need the Pasuk to tell me, no, that's not the din by a Makdish. When a person is Makdish is the Yachuza, in fact, you can be Lov of a goal, and you can't be goal of chatzoyim because you have a pasuk that tells us to ignore the tzad hashavah ben. But now we're going to question this. Amalei Mazutra b'rei de Rav Mari l'Ravina. Mazutra, who's the son of Rav Mari, says to Ravina, ikal mifruk, you can shlug up this tzad hashavah. Mal tzad hashavah shebehen, there is a common denominator over here, shekein hura kochem l'gol v'shon oshniya. Both of them cannot be redeemed in the second year. The bias in the arichoma can only be redeemed in the first year. And the Steachuza cannot be redeemed in the first 2 years. So both of them have the same din in year number two. From year number one to year number two, both of them can't be redeemed. As opposed to, how can you tell me then that's a Tzad HaShavah with Hekdish, Tomar B'Makdish, if a person's Makdish is Steachuza, Sheyotha Kocho, he is able, he is stronger, Ligo B'Shan HaShniya, he can go redeemed in the second year, so you can't bring me this Tzad HaShavah to teach us that you should be Ein Lo V'Gol, V'Gol L'Chatzoyin, for the field that is Hukdash, the Steachuza that was Hukdash. So that's the question on the Tzad HaShavah. It's only Ravina. Ravina says no. Mishum Dikal Meimer, because there is a different Tzad HaShavah, you could say. What is that? Eved Ivri, Hanimkar, Liovri Kochav Yochiach. The Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, he will bring us the Raya, because Shiofa Koch Ligol Bishon Ashtia. He can be redeemed in the second year, and nevertheless, the din is Vein Lover the goal of Chatzayin. He can't borrow money to redeem him, and he isn't able to be redeemed for part of the duration of time. So here you clearly see that being able to be redeemed in the second year can't be the common denominator. Ella, what is the common denominator? What's the Tzad HaShavah between all three of them? They all can be Gaul, but they can't be Lov of a Gaul, and they can't be Gaul L'Chatzayin. Oh, so therefore, through this Tzad HaShavah, we would say that should be the din by a person who's Makdish is Steachuza. He can't be Lov of a Gaul, can't be Gaul L'Chatzayin. However, the Pasuk tells us that we learned yesterday that you can, in fact, for the Makdish Steachuza, be Goel L'Chatzayin and Lover the Goel. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we got to that point. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Chinina Amir Rav Sheshes. Now Rav Huna bar Chinina says the following question to Rav Sheshes. What about Hamocher Bayis Ba'ari Choma? If a person sells his house that's in a walled city, so the rule is again, he can redeem it in the first year against the will of the purchaser, but after that, he can only redeem it if the purchaser says, sure, I'll sell it back to you, but he can't force the purchaser to sell it back to him. So in that first year, Nigal Lekrovim, away Nigal Lekrovim, the one whose bias it was can't redeem it. But his relatives say that they will redeem it. So do they have the right to redeem it or not? What are the two sides of the coin? So it says gulaso by both, by Ari Choma, and it says gulaso in regards to the dinim that we learn from Steachuza. So therefore, we should make a gzeir shavo via gulaso, gulaso, mi Steachuza gomar. We should learn it out from the Steachuza, just like ma Steachuza einu negeles l'chatzayim, the negeles l'krovim. A Steachuza can't be redeemed, we said, it's not lov of a goal, and the ein goal l'chatzayim. However, the negeles l'krovim, a krovim can go and redeem the Steachuza, so too over here, in regards to the bias in the Ari Choma. Av hainami, so to avir, ain't the goal l'chatzayin. As we pointed out, it can't be lov of a goal, and it can't be goal l'chatzayin. However, one could argue, v'niga l'krovim, but you should be able to go and have the relatives come and redeem it, even if you can't redeem it. Or do we say, no, on the other hand, though, d'omar, maybe not. Kik, siva, gu'ula, when it says, gu'laso, gu'laso, that's only talking about what's beferish there. V'chatzayin u'dechsev, it only is talking about, you can't be lov of a goal, and you can't be goal l'chatzayin. But Bikrovim looks it. It doesn't mention anything about the Krovim, so maybe we don't extend this Kseir Shava to include the Krovim being able to redeem it. That's the question that Rav Huna Bar Chinan asks Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis answers, Amalei, Eino Nigo. Says, no, the din is that we are not able to be Goel, and we don't compare this because Erishav Gulasu Gulasu across the board. We only compare it for what it's written, which is for Ein Nigal Lechatzoy. More questions. This says, wait a second, Eisvei, the Pasuk tells us, Uvichol Eretz Achuzaschem, all the land of your Achuzah, Geula Titnu La'aretz, you shall go and redeem it. Now, this Pasuk, which the Gemara shortens, it only has the beginning, Bechol Geula Titnu, so it comes to teach us, L'rabos Batim V'yevet Ivri, to include in the din of Geula by the Krovim, to include a bayis, a house, and also an Evet Ivri. Now, what type of house are we talking about? My lab, bate ori choma. Aren't we talking about a bayis in an ori choma? And therefore, this is a kasha on what Rav Sheshis just told Rav Huna Bar Chinina, that you cannot be goel despite the relatives. So this extra word, bikol gula titnu, comes to teach us that even a bayis in an ori choma can be redeemed by the relatives. So therefore, we slug up Rav Sheshis. So how would Rav Sheshis answer? He'd say, no. It's talking over here, l'rabos batim, it means lo, it means bate chatzer. It's not talking to a bayis in an orichoma, it's talking to a bayis in a chatzer. More says, but we learned that already. Bate chatzerim, behedjik isibu, the pasuk tells us behedjik, it says beferish, it says, uvatei chatzerim, asher ein lohem choma saviv, al stei ha'aretz, yechashiv gula tiyalo, uvayovo yetzei. So it says it beferish, al stei ha'aretz, yechashiv. So the bayis in the chatzer has the same din as the stei geula. So why do I need another pasuk bechol geula titnu to come teach us that this includes a bayis of a chatzer? Mustn't it be that it's the bayis of the arichoma? So Gemara says no. Rav Sheshis would answer that how this is needed over here lekovo chova to teach us that the relatives must redeem the land if they have the money, and this goes in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Valiba the Lezer and machlokes the Yazid Rabbi Yeshua. What's this machlokes in Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? The Tanya. We have the following brayse. The pasuk says, "V'gal eis mimkar ochiv." So the pasuk seems to say that you have the right to go be goel your brother's field. Now that implies that it's a reshus, that you have the option if you wish. You have availability, the opportunity to go redeem it if you want to, but not to your mechuyev to. So that's what the brayse says. The Tanakama, which is Rabbi Yeshua. So the brayse continues, says, "You're telling me it means it's an option, not only reshus." But maybe not. Maybe the Pasuk is telling us that you're obligated to go and redeem it. So therefore, that's not true because Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, V'ish ki lo yeh lo goel. If a man doesn't have a goel, so then it doesn't get redeemed. Now, who doesn't have a goel? The chiyesh adam yisro shein lo goalim. Every Jewish person, except for a ger, will always have relatives because the din of Yerusha goes all the way back to the Shvatim. If you don't have any children, so then it goes back to your father and his other children, your brothers. If there are no brothers, you're a single child, so it goes back to your father. If your father's not there, it goes back to his brothers, your uncles. And if they're not there, so they go back to the grandfathers, and you go down again to the children, and then to the grandchildren, etc. So you go all the way, if nobody has any children left alive, so then you go all the way back to the previous generation, until you go back to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So every yid has relatives that will inherit him. So there's no such thing as Adam, Ish ki lo yeh lo goel, because he doesn't have one. Ella, what's it talking about? Zeshiyeshlo, he has relatives, the Eino Rotzel Likach, and they don't wish to go and redeem it. Sharishus biyado. That's what the pasuk is telling us. So it's a reshus to go and redeem it. Divri Rabbi Yeshua. This is been Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Sheisha says, no, I follow the following opinion. Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, v'goal esmim karochim is a chova. There's an obligation for the relatives to go and redeem the field. And again, the Braisa says, ato mechov, you're telling me Rabbi Eliezer it's a chova. Maybe not. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yeshua said, oh, ain't all the reshus. So Talmud Omer, Rabbi Eliezer would respond. He says, b'chol eretz achuz eschem, Geula titnu lo aretz. So it tells us over there the extra word bechol that implies hakosuv kivo chova. So that's how Rav Sheshis has to learn it, like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that this is a chova. Now the Gemara continues and says, Amalei Rabbanu Ravashi, the Chacham Mis Ravashi, other Savior Amalei Lord was Ravina that asked Ravashi, Ravashi, Bishlama. This works out great. Leman diyama leRabos bate erichoma. This comes out if they're telling me that the pasuk comes to include bate erichoma as well as bate ari chatzeros, because I know the sid b'chol. That's why it says the lashon of all of that. However, Ella, if you go like Rav Sheshis, within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, then it's only talking about bate chatzeros and not bate erichoma. Leman diyama leRabos bate chatzerim and not to include bate erichoma. So then why did it say the word b'chol? My b'chol. Shmuel says, you're right, that's a kasha, that's a good question. Now, it doesn't say it to Yufta. When it says kasha, it means there's an answer, but it doesn't give the answer. So the Tosfos over here in the Yiru Maslu Mai suggests that the difference is in dealing with an Eved Ivri. Although the Lecha Mishnah brings down that this Teretz is a Shvacha Teretz, but in any event, there is a Teretz over here. So the kasha is not irreconcilable, but the Gemara sometimes just doesn't go and give us all the Teretz. Okay. Now they question Rav Sheshes again. It tells us three times Yigalenu in the pasuk. So Matam would lomer Yigalenu, Yigalenu, Yigalenu. Gimel Pam. Why say it three times? The three times are Achrei Nimkar Geula Tielo Echad Miechad Yigalenu. That's one. Ododo Avendodo Yigalenu. That's two. Omisher Bisaro Mimishtato Yigalenu. That's three. So it says three times the word Yigalenu. Why does that say three times? What does it come to teach us? So Abaye says, the Braisa tells us, L'rabos kol ha-ge'ulos sh'negolos kaseder azeh. That whenever you have a gula, whenever you have redemption, it has to follow this order. Now, what does it mean it has to follow this order, which is the hierarchy of the relatives? My lav bote arichoma v'yedev ivri. This would include when you're redeeming a arichoma house or an eved ivri, and therefore, Rav Sheshes has said the din only applies to bote chatzeros from the Snei Achuza and not to Arichoma. This Brisa seems to go against that. So how does Rav Sheshes learn this Brisa? So Rav Sheshes would say, no, lo, Batei Chatzerim u'Snei Achuza. This is talking about not Batei Arichoma, it's talking about Batei Chatzerim and Snei Achuza. And it doesn't have anything to do with Batei Arichoma, which he says cannot have an obligation to be redeemed by the relatives. Where it says, wait a second, Batei Chatzerim u'Snei Achuza, behedjik asir. That's what we just had the pasuk. I'll stay Aretz Yechashev. So the Gemara answers, Kedama Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Karov Karov Kodem. So as we'll see in the upcoming Gemara, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said in another situation that comes to teach us the hierarchy of which relative has the right first to redeem it. If they don't redeem it, then you go to relative two. If they don't redeem it, you go to relative three. So just like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that in the upcoming Gemara, so to over here, L'Karov Karov Kodem, Hachanami L'Karov Karov Kodem. That's why you need it to teach us which relative comes first. Now, where did Rav Nachman Yitzchak say this? Hecha itma the Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Where did he say l'karov karov kodem in regards to the following din? Aha! On this, the Ibarlu that they asked the following question: the base medrash. Eved ivri hanim kol yisrael. If an eved ivri is sold to a yid, nigol l'krovim. Wait on nigol l'krovim. Can he go be redeemed by his relatives, or can he not be redeemed? Again, bal karcho of the owner of the adon, if the relatives wish to redeem him. That's the question. Now, we know that in regards to an Eved, Ivri, who is sold to a guy, that the relatives can redeem him. So the question is, do we say the same din by an Eved Ivri, Nimkar Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Aliba the Rebbe, we had a machlokes din a few shiurim ago between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Glil and Rabbi Akiva, where Rebbe darshan the word Ba'ela to come and teach us a certain din that a Eved Ivri cannot be redeemed before the 6 years are up. He has to work for 6 years, as opposed to an Eved Ivri that goes to a guy, so he doesn't have the din of 6 years, and therefore he can be redeemed at any point in time. But an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Yid, according to Rebbe, based upon his drush of the Psukim, Vimlo Yigoel Be'ela, Yotza Bishnasayova, so that din doesn't apply. So this question doesn't get off the ground, according to Rebbe, because the Eved Ivri can't be redeemed. So I'll leave it to Rebbe, Loti Ba'eloch. According to Rabbi, there is no question over here. Only somebody that isn't redeemed by these relatives has 6 years of servitude. And it means it must be 6 years of servitude without any redemption. Oh, that's Rabbi's opinion for an Eved Ivri sold to a Yisrael. So therefore, the question doesn't get off the ground. Amo lo mifra. So the Eved Ivri who sold to a Yisrael can't be redeemed by the relatives, so we obviously don't have which is the din that he's allowed to be redeemed or not by the relatives apply according to Rebbe's opinion. Kiti Bailoch, where you do have the questions according to Rav Yossi Aglili and according to Rabbi Akiva, Kiti Bailoch, Aliba the Rabbanan, the Talmidei Chachamim that argue with Rabbi, so they don't hold this drasha Bimlo Yigal Be'ela to teach us this din. So therefore, the question is, what is the din by an Eved Ivri who sold to a Yisrael? Can he be redeemed before the 6 years are up by the relatives or not? Mai, what's the halacha? So if you learn out Yalfinon, Sochir, Sochir, if you learn out the famous Zeir Shavah that we've said many times already, it says Sochir in regards to the Eved Ivri sold to Yisrael, says Sochir in regards to the Eved Ivri sold to a guy. And therefore, through this Zeir Shavah, we learn out the same din. Just like you could be Nigal when you're sold to the guy, so too you can be Nigal. The relatives can go and redeem you when you're sold to the Yid. Very good. And therefore, below Darshi Yigalenu. And they don't need this Drasha of Yigalenu. However, or do we say, O Dilma, Yigolenu, Lozet, Veloliacher? No, the words Yigolenu mean only in this situation where an Eved Ivri is sold to a guy, do we say there's the option for the relatives to redeem him, but not anyplace else? So that is the question that they asked in the base Medrash. That's the answer. Toshma, we'll bring you a raya. We have this pasuk already several times. It says, Uvechol eretz achuzeschem geula titnu la'aretz. So the extra word, uvechol, that is going to be a key drasha. L'rabos batim v'yevet ivri, which we said comes to include batim and evet ivri. Now, we had said, my lab batim arichoma v'yevet ivri hanim kal Yisrael. This means over here, even houses that are in an arichoma, and even an evet ivri that is sold to Yisrael. Oh, asked and answered. We can prove from here, the extra word b'chol, that it comes to include all the situations where there's geula, so it can be redeemed by the relatives. Versus lav davka. Maybe it's talking about lo. The evet ivri hanim kal ovi kochavim. It's not talking about an evet ivri that's sold to a yid. It's only talking about an evet ivri that's sold to a guy. Shmuel says, no. Evet ivri hanim kal ovi kochavim. It already says that beferish. O do do, o ven do do, yigalenu. So why would I need another pasuk b'chol to teach you that din? As we turn to Chafalov with Beis, so again, we answered before, how lekovo chova. That's to teach us this is an obligation, and this obligation for the relatives to redeem their relative that has been sold as an evet ivri to a guy, it's even Bafilu Rabbi Yeshua, who before said it was an option, but not a requirement to redeem a steachuza. He would agree, however, that it's a requirement for the relatives to go and redeem their relative who has been sold to a guy. So therefore, you need it to teach us. This is a chova for them to do so, and it's not available to teach us that an evet ivri that's sold to Yisrael can be redeemed by relatives as well. Try again, Toshma. It says three times, Matamalomar, Yigolenu, 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 Gimu Pomim. Why does that say three times? So Lirabos, Kola, Gulo, Shinagolos, Kasei Derazet. Whenever you have redemption, so this is the hierarchy, who gets to redeem first? If they can't do it, then you go to the second relative, if you can't do it, go to the third relative. Now, who does this come to include? My lab, Bote Ari Homo of Yavid Ivri Hanim Kalisol. Again, is this coming to include a house inside a walled city and an Evid Ivri that's sold to a yid? Moore says again, no. It's talking about lo. It's talking about Bote Chatzerim, and it's talking about Uste Achuza. But it's not talking about redeeming an Evid Ivri Hanim Kali Yisrael. So Moore says, but Bote Chatzerim Behedrik Sibahu, but we already had this previously. It says, Beferish, Al Ste Haaretz Yechoshev. So I don't need this pasuk for that. So therefore, mustn't it be to teach us that it applies even to an Evid Ivri Hanim Kali Yisrael? And on this, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it comes to teach us, Lekarov, Karov, Kodim. No, you need it to teach us which relative comes first. And therefore, it's used for that, and it's not used to teach us the din of an Evet Ivri, Hanim Karli Yisrael. So we didn't come to an answer to that question. Gemara continues and says, Vanirtsa Niklim Beritzia. We said that at the Evet Ivri, after 6 years, says, Ahatiyas Adonias Eshtivi Esponoi, Lo Eitzei Chavshi. I don't wish to go free, I wish to stay till the Yovel. So then, this is the Nirtza, and he acquires himself, so to say, by doing the Ritzia, by piercing the ear. We'll see which part of the ear, and then he stays until the Yovel. How do we know that this is applying? So the pasuk says, V'rotza Adonav says, Lo Bamatzeya V'gomer, V'avadoli Olam. He will go and serve him till the Yovel. Then the Gemara says, "V'konis atzav yovel, he becomes free when it reaches the yovel time." Or over misasa adon, if that master dies, he goes free. He doesn't serve that master's son, and certainly not any of the other relatives. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "D'chsev va'avado liolam." That's the end of the pasuk. "V'atzas adon esanov b'metzaya va'avado liolam." He will go serve him. Him he will serve lo es haben, lo es habas, and not any of his children, not even the son. And va'avado liolam teaches us the olam which yovel means up until the yovel. That's what liolam means. Okay. Tanya Rabban, we learn the following braisa. The pasuk says, "You will go v'rotzas adonov esosno ba marzeya." This marzeya, ain't liel marzeya. I would only know that if you did it with a marzeya. Marzeya is an awl. So the only way you could pierce the ear would be with an awl. Minayin, how do I know that you can use many other things as well to go pierce the ear? Minayin l'rabos hasol. Rashi tells us the sol is something called broka, which means chatichos eitz chaduda, which means sharp pieces of like a splinter of wood, or the hasira. Hasira, Rashi tells us, is a coat, a thorn. The hamachat, or a needle. The makadeach is some sort of a boring or a piercing type of a tool. The machatev, it's like a stylus, some sort of a sharp writing type of a tool. So all of these are also good. How do we know that? Because Talmud Lomar, it says, v'lo kachto you will go and take this Marzeya. So we learn now from the word Velakakta that it's not only the Marzeya, it can be these other things as well. And Lirabos called Dover Shini Kach Biyad, because Velakakta means you shall take it with your hand. Any type of a tool that can be taken with your hand, that can go and pierce the ear, that would be acceptable. Not only the oil, not only the Marzeya. This is the opinion of Divrei Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. However, Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Omer, Ma Marzeya Miyuchad Shel Matecha, just like a Marzeya is a metal implement, so too, Av kol shel mateches, only metal implements, any other metal implement, but only metal implements, not wood, not something else, are acceptable. Or alternatively, we can learn out, it says, ha marzeya, dover acher, ha marzeya, comes to teach us, lohavi, ha marzeya hagodol, the definitive marzeya, which is the large marzeya. And we'll darshan all of this momentarily. So we will explain over here what the difference is between the opinion of Rav Yosef Yehuda, who says it can be all of these implements, and Rebbe, who says it must be a metal implement. We'll see this is based upon the drasha system that they darshan, whether they darshan the regular standard klal upratu klal, or they darshan the ribui miut miut ribui system. And then we'll have the explanation of this ha marzeya. The hey there teaches us hey ha miyuchad, only this specific type of marzeya. Then we have Amar Rabbi Elazar. Elazar tells us another machlokus over here with regards to the ritziya process on this eved who decides to stay beyond the 6 years. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Elazar says Yudon, that was the name of this Talmud Chacham, Beribi, that means like Gadol Hador, Hayadoresh, he darshan the following way. So Yudon, this great Rabbi Yudon, he darshaned it. Kishahain wrote, and when they do the ritziya, ain wrote in Ella bimilsa. They don't go and do it in the hard or cartilaginous part of the ear, but they do it in the soft earlobe. That's where you go and do this piercing. That's the opinion of Yudon Beribi. On the other hand, the Chacham disagree with him, and they say the Chacham Omrim, ain Evan Ivri Kohen Nirtza. You can't have an Evan Ivri who's a Kohen who decides to stay on beyond the 6 year period of time, because you'd have to do the ritziya process, and that would make him into a Bamor. And therefore, you can't go and have an Eved Ivri, who is a Kohen, stay on beyond the 6 years period of time. It's interesting, the Mishnah Melech brings down that if this Kohen happened to already be a Kohen with a Mum, so then he could be a Ritzua, because in that situation, there's no problem. Once a Kohen has a Baal Mum, so there's no problem in having an additional Baal Mum even made intentionally on him. But in any event, a normal, according to Chachamim, a normal Eved Ivri, who's a Kohen, can't go and stay on beyond the 6 years, because you'd make him into a Baal Mum. Now, if you're telling me, here's where the Chacham question, Yudu Beribi, Vim Tomar, you're telling me that you puncture the ear when you make him into a Nirtza, Bimilsa, in the soft lobe of the ear, Haim wrote, and that's where they do the Ritzia process, so that Hei Chavidi Rikon, yes, a Baal Mum. Having your earlobe punctured, that doesn't turn you into Baal Mum. Therefore, it must be Ha'ei Nirtza, that you only get the Ritzia done, Ella Begova Shalosin, higher up on the ear, in the cartilaginous parts of the ear, and that makes you into Baal Mum. And that's why the Chacham said that it's not the earlobe, it's in the cartilaginous part of the ear, and you do it over there in a way that will make the Kohen into a Baal Mum. Now, let's go back and to the point that we before between Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, and Rebbe, in terms of what you're allowed to go do the Ritzia with. Rebbe had said only with metal implements, whereas Rav Yosef Yehuda said it was much more expansive. You could even use various types of wooden implements. Now, that's because, as I mentioned, the Rebbe Darish Klol Yuprate, and the opinion of Rav Yosef Yehuda is he darshens the Ribui Miut Ribui system. Now, the Rebbe Darish Klol Yuprate, he says the word Lakachta, that's a cloud. You can take whatever you want. Then Marzeya, that's a specific prot. And then, the Osno of Adelis comes to tell you where you go and do it, chos of a klal, goes again as a klal. So we have over here, klal upratu klal, yatodon elokena prat. So the rules of a klal upratu klal, it's a very general statement, however, it has to be like the prat. So anything that the prat has, so that's included in anything else that's like that prat. So maha prat, just like in this situation, the marzeya is mefurish shel mateches, and oil is made of metal. Therefore, Rebbe says, based upon the klal upratu klal specifications, anything that's metal can be used to puncture the ear of the eved ivri who wants to stay on till the yovel. Av kol shel mateches, anything shel mateches, but not something of wood, not something else. As opposed to Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, he darshens as follows: Rav Yossi darish ribui umiyote. He darshens the ribui miyot ribui methodology. Lakachta is a ribui riba. We might say that's miyate. That's a miut. And biozdo vadeles, choza viribo, you again have the ribui, miut, and ribui. And therefore, riba umiet, viribo, comes to Riba HaKol, includes everything. This methodology is more expansive than the Kalu Prat HaKol methodology, and therefore it's Marbe everything. My Rabbi Kol Mili, it comes to include everything. What's the Miut? Miut is one thing. My Miut, only one thing, and in this situation, Miut Sam. It's using something that's not a utensil at all. It's like taking acid and going and piercing the ear via acid, some sort of a Sam, some sort of a medication. And therefore, that is excluded. You can't do the Ritzia, make the Eved Ivri into a Nirtza with acid, using some sort of a corrosive agent that will pierce the ear in that fashion. But any implement is good because the Riba means to be Mar B'Hakol, everything, and only the Miut is one thing that you're not including. That's the explanation of the Machlokis. Then we had a Dover Ach, we said, Amar Mar, HaMartzeh is L'Hobi Martzeh HaGod. By the extra Hey there, it comes to include the specific, the Hey Hayidia, the specific all. Now, which one is that? Kidama Rava. Like Rava said, in regards to the Gid HaNasha, it says, HaYarech means the right thigh, HaMiyumene Shebiyarech, the most important thigh, which is the right thigh. So to over here, when it says Hochanami, Ha Marzeya, the Marzeya, it means Meyuchad Shebemarzeim, which is this Marzeya Hagodol. Okay. Then we add the Brisa. It said Amar Bielazar, the machlokes between Yudon Beribi and the Chachamim. Yudon Beribi Hayadareish Kishen Rotin and Rotin Elabim Milsa. He said that they only would go and pierce the earlobe, whereas the Chachamim said Chachamim Ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza the Nation Asabamum. It can't be the earlobe because that's soft and wouldn't make the coin into a Bamum. So it must be they're doing the cartilaginous area, which would make the coin into a Bamum. No. Gemara says, what's so big deal if you make the coin into a babum? The Yosef babum. Why is that a problem? So I'm a rabbi, bar Rav Shila, because Rabbi Rav Shila said, the pasuk tells us, Amakrod, that at the conclusion, when the Nirtza goes free at the Yovel, Vishav el Mishpachto, he has to return to his family in the same way that he was beforehand. Lemuchsach Shabim Mishpachto. He goes back to what he could do previously. Now, if this Kohen, who is now a Balmum, goes back, he's no longer able to do the Avoda. He's a Balmum Kohen, and therefore he can't have Ritzia. And that's why the Chacham say, you can't have this Nirtza being done in the Quatlagis area, which would make him into a Balmum. Ibar Lulei Esed Beis Medrash, what about Eved Ivri Kohen, Mahu Shiyim Solo Rabo Shifcho Kinanis? Everybody agrees that an Eved Ivri can be a Kohen, because for the 6 years there's no problem. The Mishnah Lamelech brings from here a raya that the din that you're not allowed to go and have a Kohen to be Mishtamish Mekuhuna do work for you is only if he's doing it for you for free. But if he's paying for it, there is no problem, because the fact is that you're allowed to have a Kohen be an Eved Ivri. In any event, so once this Kohen is an Eved Ivri for the first 6 years, everybody agrees that that's allowed. Are you allowed to give him a Shivcho Kinanis? When a Eved Ivri is sold by the Beis Din, so the master has the right to give him a Shivcho Kinanis. So does this apply to a Kohen as well? Eved Ivri Kohen, Mahu Shim Solo Rabo Shivcho Kinanis or not? Yes or no? So do we say Chiddushu, the whole thing that you can give somebody, an Eved Ivri, a Shivcho, is such a great Chiddush, so it applies. Lo Shno Kohan, Lo Shno Yisrael. There's no reason why Kohen couldn't be applicable as well. Or do we say no Odilma? Maybe not. Shiny Kohanim. Kohanim are so different. Oh, the Rebo, Behem, Akosim, Mitzvos, Yisera, since the Kohanim have so many additional mitzvos, they do the Avoda, the Yitruma, etc., etc. They're not allowed to be Mitami to a mace, and therefore, maybe only an Eved Ivri who's a Yisrael can get a Shivcho Kinanis, but not a Kohen. That's the question. So Rav Amar Mutar, Rav says, no, even a Kohen is allowed to be, when he's an Eved Ivri, being given a Shivcho, and Shmuel Amar Osur. Shmuel says, no, you cannot. Now, Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Anon. Rav Nachman said to Rav Anon, and this very poetic and interesting language, Ki havisu be'mar Shmuel, when you were learning by Shmuel, and he said this din, Be'is kumadre italalisu? Were you playing this game called Is kumadre? And you weren't asking questions on Shmuel? In other words, were you playing hooky? You didn't go to the shir. You were playing this Is kumadre. What is this Is kumadre? So, and the gears of the Aruch, it's that it's Shech Shapal, chess. This is some sort of a chess game. And Rashi, as the Metargum says over here, Marilis, he says that this is certain types of wooden pieces. So this is like a chessboard. And he says, well, you're playing chess instead of going to the shir? Rabbeinu Chananel is brought down on the side, tells us that this was, he was playing with gurei klovim, that he was playing with like puppies. So, in other words, you were leaving the shir and playing either chess or playing with the puppies. Why didn't you ask him, my time alotei mulei meha? Why didn't you argue with Shmuel when he said that a Kohen who is an Eved Ivri can't be given a Shivcha? Why didn't you argue with him with the following? Because it says, the Chacham Omrim, ein Eved Ivri Kohen Nirtza. an Eved Ivri can't become a Kohen Nir. So he can't stay beyond the 6 years. Mipnei Nasa Baal Mum, because it becomes a Baal Mum. Now, Vim Tomar Ein Rabo Moser Lo Shivcha Kinanis. Now, if you're also adding on that the master, the Adon, is not allowed to give a Eved Ivri who's a Kohen a Shivcha Kinanis, then you should have said another reason. Instead of just saying he'll become a Baal Mum, if you make him with the awl in his ear, typically you should have just said the beino that you need to have a hafti esadoni esishtivi esbenoi lo etzeichavshi and the leka. If you can't give him such a wife, so then he can't say, "I love my wife, I love my children, I don't want to leave." So why did you give that answer? And the Gemara says sulamidi. There's nothing else that needs to be said. That's it. We schlugged up Shmuel. The halacha is like Rav. In fact, a kohen who's an Eved Ivri is allowed to be given a shivcha kinanis because of the rationale that we just brought down. We have another machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and the following. Kohen just like we said, a kohen, can he take a shivcha kinanis? Yes or no? So the similar answer, question was asked, if a kohen goes out into the battlefield and he sees a pretty lady over there, the din of yifas toar, so does this apply to a kohen as well? What are the two sides of the coin? Do we say, chidushu, this is such a strange din. The din of Yifas Torah is one of the strangest and most unusual dinim in the entire Torah. And that's because it deals with the Yetzirah of a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see, said, I'd rather you did something beheter rather than you're going to do it anyway, so you're going to do it be'isser. So this is a chidush. This is a very, very, very unusual and unique din. And therefore, lo shna kohen, lo shna Yisrael. It applies to everybody, a Yisrael or to a kohen. Or do we say, no, odilma, shayna kohanim, kohanim are different. All the Rebo had mitzvahs to say, since Kohanim have so many extra mitzvahs, as I mentioned before, they have all the dinim of the Avoda, they have the dinim of Kahuna, of Truma, of that being Tomei, etc., etc. So therefore, maybe the dinim of Yifas Torah only applies to a regular Israel and not to a Kohen. That's the question. And again, here, Rav Amar Mutter, Rav says, yes, the din applies to a Kohen as well. A Kohen can also take Yifas Torah, and Shmuel says no as well over here, Ushmuel Amar Asr. Now, there's two ways to understand this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The first way is as follows, that they're arguing about Bebiya Rishona, taking her the first time that you see this Yifas Torah and having relations with her. Everybody, even Shmuel, agrees the Kuliyama lo pligi the shara, that that's allowed because the lo dibra Torah, ella kineged yetzahara. Because going out to battle and you see this pretty woman and the height and the power of the battle, so it changes a person and the Yetzirah is going to go and tell you to do all sorts of things. So therefore, the Torah gave you a permitted way to go do this. Hopefully, by the time you calm down and your emotions aren't so strong, that you won't do it. But there is a permissible way to do it, so therefore a person won't do something that's far worse. So therefore, Dibra Torah Kinegi, the Yetzirah, and the Kohen has the Yetzirah, just like Yisrael. So therefore, there's no difference between Yisrael and the Kohen. So everybody agrees to that, even Shmuel for the first time. Where's the machlokas? Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Asur. That's only for having continued marriage, continued relations with her. Keep Liga B'vi Ashtia, to have a second time relations. Rav Amar Mutter, once you're married, you're married. Shmuel Amar Asur, no, that's where the Kohen comes in. Rav Amar Mutter, why? Ho vi ishtarya ishtari. Since you were permitted, so now you're permitted. Whereas Shmuel said, no. Shmuel Amar Asur, it was only for that first time because Lo Dibra Torah Ela Kinegi Yitzahara. And now, the second time, she's now a Gioris. And the Kohen's now a Mary Gioris. Oh, have your law Gioris, the Gioris, the Kohen, Lo Chazya. So therefore, Shmuel says it's Asur. That's the first version, or the first way to understand the Machlokas Rav Shmuel. They all agree on Bia Rishona. They're only arguing about subsequent relations. Are you allowed to continue to stay with her and marry her? Rav says yes. Shmuel says no. Ika the Amrei, another way to learn this machlokas is that they're arguing about the Bia Rishona, because Bivia Shnia, having a second time to have relations with her, even Rav is more than that's not allowed. Kuliyama, even Rav, lo pligi the Asira. That's not allowed. The Havi like Giyaris, and of course, now I marry Giyaris. So therefore, even Rav would say no. The Bia Shnia, subsequent Bias, even Rav would say it's not allowed. Certainly Shmuel does. But on the Bia Rishona, that's where the machlokas is. Keep Ligi with Bia Rishona. Rav says it's Mutter, Rav Amar Mutter, because the Holo Dibra Torah, El Kinegini Sahara, and Kohen Asi Yitzhara, just like a regular Yisrael. Ushmul Amar Asa, even for the Kohen in the first place. Why? Because the Torah says, Kolecha de Karina Bey, El Toch Bey, Vaveis El Toch Bey Secha, wherever the Torah says that you can bring her into your house, which is not allowed for the Kohen because she's a Gioris, so only somebody can bring her into the house, subsequently, is even allowed Bia Rishona. So if it says that you can bring her in Vavesa, so Karina Bey Reitza Bashivya. However, Kolecha de Lo Karina Bey Vavesa, if you're not going to be able to bring her into your house, el toch beisecha. So then, lo karina be liraitso ba shivya. Then this din doesn't apply. So this is the second way to understand the machlos Rav Shmuel. There's no argument on the subsequent bias. Even Rav says it's aser, and it's only on the first bia. Rav says it's mutter. Shmuel says it's aser. While we're talking about these dinim, we have some additional dinim about a coin. Tana Rabbanu learned the Braisa says v'reisa b'shivya. You see this yifas toar in captivity, so it means that the only time this din applies is b'shas shivya. It's only while the woman is in the battle at the time that she's captured. Likewise, it says v'reisa b'shivya eishes yifas toar. Eishes applies even if she's married. Even this gayusha girl is married. Afilu eishes ish, the din of yifas toar applies. Yifas Torah means lo dibra Torah el kineged sahara. The Torah is teaching us because you're going to see her and you're going to be unfortunately enthralled to do this avera with her. So therefore, the Torah gave us a permissive way to do so. It's dealing over here with Yifas Torah, with the normal desires that the person might have in the throes of the battle. So lo dibra Torah el kineged sahara. And then it says mutav shiyochlu Yisrael basa return to chaf beis amud aleph. Musos shechutos v'ayochal basar to musos nevelos. It's preferable that you have a head to dick away to eat it. In other words, this animal that's about to die, so quickly go and shecht it. And the rules of then the shechita of a mesukenes of an animal that's sick would apply. So you're eating it better rather than to wait till it dies, and then you're going to eat it anyway. So that would be an nevela, and that would be a real problem. So to over here, you're going to have relations with this girl. You can't control yourself. So therefore, the Torah gave you a permissible way that hopefully you will be able to control yourself and do it properly. And therefore, it's only applicable over here because the Torah says it's dibra Torah kineged yetzahara. Then the pasuk says v'chashachta, you shall desire her. So even that, not objectively anybody else would desire her, but afopi she'eino noa, even if she's not objectively considered pretty, but if you think she's pretty and you want her, so then this din of yifas Torah applies. It's not an objective, it's a subjective rule. And then it says v'chashachta ba, her, lo ba uvechavereta, and not her and a friend. In other words, you can only take one yifas Torah. The lo kachta likuchin yesh l'chabach, and this is a real marriage that you're going to have with her. L'cha l'isha, she will be like a wife to you. However, shlo yikach shtei noshim, you can't take two. Achas lov yachas l'dovid, one for yourself, one for your father. Achas lov yachas l'dov, one for yourself, one for your son. So it only is over here likuchin that you take one girl for yourself as a wife, and not more than one, and not for somebody else. And finally, vavei, so you bring into your house malam shlo. You're not allowed to go and take her into captivity, so to say, and pressure, have relations with her in the battle. You have to come, bring her back home, and then you'll be able to go and take her. This is a good break point. With this, we'll conclude today's share.